USA Radio News.
Six people are dead, nine others injured after a shooting in downtown Sacramento. The Sacramento Police Department said several streets in downtown, just blocks from the state capitol building, were closed as officers responded to the violence early this morning. Barry Assius of Sacramento's Voice of the Youth.
Police all over the place, victims with blood all over their bodies, folks screaming, folks crying, people saying, where is my brother?
Apparently, there will be no meeting between the leaders of Russia and Ukraine. Russia's top negotiator, Vladimir Medinsky, said the countries remain far apart on the issues of Crimea and two breakaway territories. According to Reuters, negotiators plan to sit down again tomorrow via teleconference. A dip in the jet stream is expected to bring stormy weather to the plain states this week. Tomorrow, the severe weather system will have moved eastward over Texas with the possibility of wind gusts up to 75 miles an hour. That same storm system will pose a threat to Wednesday in parts of north and central Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vet. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Former President Trump held a rally in Michigan last night.
They want to destroy our country and they want to destroy the American dream. One of the first bills a Republican Congress will pass is to dramatically increase funding for ICE and Border Patrol and law enforcement. And the middle class is now being crushed by the highest gas and food prices in the history of our country.
Over 1,400 Southwest flights were delayed, about 500 canceled because of system-wide technology issues. The airline said flights across the United States experienced intermittent technology issues following routine overnight maintenance. Southwest released a statement apologizing for the glitch. After an 18-month blackout, the Chinese Central Television Network will once again broadcast NBA games. The blackout was prompted by Twitter comments made by Daryl Morey, general manager of the Houston Rockets, who had voiced support for pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong. That incident ended up costing the NBA millions of dollars in advertising revenue. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Federal Election Commission has fined Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign $8,000 and the Democratic National Committee $105,000 for obscuring their funding of the Steele dossier, a 2016 opposition research report that sought to highlight alleged links between Donald Trump and Russia that caused a firestorm of allegations and investigations that shook the early months of Trump's presidency. The Rappahannock Tribe, a native tribe in Virginia, has reacquired 465 acres of sacred land at Fones Cliff. The area, located inside the Rappahannock River Valley National Wildlife Refuge, will be publicly accessible and placed in trust with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The tribe plans to educate the public about their history by constructing a replica 16th century village and expand their Return to the River program, which trains tribal youth in traditional river knowledge and practices. The matchup is set for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. 8-seed North Carolina will face off against the top-seed Kansas Jayhawks in tomorrow night's championship game in New Orleans. The Tar Heels booked their first trip to the national title game since 2017 by defeating Duke in the last game of head coach Mike Krzyzewski's career last night, 81-77, while Kansas easily beat Villanova 81-65 in the other game of the Final Four. Later tonight, the Women's NCAA Basketball Championship will be decided when top seed South Carolina faces second seed UConn. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.